What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Po Rose City Radio. Andrew Bedlam here, flying solo for today. Let's get the show started with Showcase Showdown.
I've been thrown out of every country, shipped back and forth across border lines. None want to give me entry, so I'll make my own place to lie. They keep telling me, get out, I say. Gotta rip up my passport, know my nationality. There's only one way to liberty, and it's living next to duty free. They keep telling me, get out, I say. I wanna be free without a country, a non-person in a non-place. I wanna be free without a country. I want 10 long years at the airport, Charles de Gaulle, no time at all. International zone, that's where I'll stay. No society.
All right, everybody, that was the Showcase Showdown on
Po Rose City Radio.
All right, now, first things first, it's Sunday morning. The last time I was up here was Friday night with LCJ, Sean Bedlam, Frank Mayhem, and Liz. Now, we got fucking wrecked.
Riggity, riggity,
wrecked, son!
I mean, this is not an understatement, right? We started going, and I'm going to say we got through the first 40 minutes, and then we had our first problem, like with the equipment or something, and everybody was fucked up by the time we were ready to go again, even though it was only 10 minutes, and that show, oh my God, right? Finally, we're like, we got to cut this. We are doing terrible. We don't even know what's going on. We're not playing songs, and then I look at the computer, and we should have had about 2 hours of a show, and I noticed that we only have the last 20 minutes, and I'm like, oh, shit, and I'm all types of fucked up, and I'm like, what the fuck can I do about this? I'm too fucked up to fix this, so I just kind of saved it and came back up here, and I was able to get the first hour and 40 minutes of the show back, but it made me lose, like, the last 15, so fuck it. You guys lost the last 15. I think the show just kind of ends, and we don't say anything. We said stuff, but you guys didn't get it. So we were a little fucked up. This is DIY. This is punk rock, and that's just how it goes sometimes. And this is how it's going to go up next with some special duties, and I wish it could be 77 all over again for the Drugettes.
Po Rose City Radio.
Something really new. Now I know all teens seem to got it thing, but they
but I know the blue man is true. The thing is given back to his head. Wish it could be that it's ever long over again. Wish it could be that it's ever long over again. Wish it could be that it's ever long over again. Long over again. Again.
That bastard Sean Bedlam currently texting me at 8 a.m. Texting me at 8 a.m. seeing if I want to come play bass. Have LCJ play some of that six string and let that bastard Sean bang on them drums a little. I don't know. What do you guys think? Yay or nay? Does that sound good? I guess it sounds all right. He's got his kid at the house, so I can put my kids there in their little play area. They got this cool little fucking like half-size bounce house in their basement. My kids are all about that shit. Throw them in there, they'll go bouncing off the walls the whole fucking time. Be better than any babysitter ever. But yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we'll do that. We'll see what the fuck happens. I feel like shit. Not like sick-wise, just like drained and tired and... My kids got me up at like fucking 5:30 this morning, 6 o'clock this morning. They're like, daddy. They were like, it's morning time, get up. I was like, go to bed. But yeah, so now they're downstairs watching some cartoons while I'm up here doing some pogo. So might have to cut this one short pretty soon because I got to do some eating. I'm fucking hungry. Now that I've stalled enough to get us to the next track. Let's get there with the vanilla muffin and no punk rock in my mouth.
You went too far. And it's Sunday morning.
That was the Vanilla Muffins. Let's keep this shit rolling right along with a band we got playing September 28th in Nazareth with the Vibrators. Here's London Girls. September 28th. Nazareth, bitches. Right, that was the Vibrators. Let's see if I can do this without stuttering. You guys can catch the Vibrators with the Drew Getz September 28th in Nazarene at the Jacksonian Club. It'll be a blast. I forget how much. We're not pre-selling tickets, but it's at the door. I forget how much it costs. What pre-sale tickets are for sale, though, are the Dead Boys September 8th show in Catasauqua. You guys can get them at Double Decker and a few other places, but if you're around here in the Lehigh Valley, just go to Double Decker or hit up Johnny or something, or hit up the Clap. You guys can get them cheaper if you buy them in advance. So buy them in advance and go catch the Dead Boys with Cheetah Chrome and Johnny Blitz. Fucking A. Right. So since we just played the Vibrators for September 28th, let's play one from these cats playing September 8th. In Catasauqua. Well, here's the Dead Boys with All This and More. We'll be right back. catch them guys right there, September 28th in Catasauqua. Let's keep the show moving. Here's the motherfucking Wretched Ones coming off the first album, Nothing's Wrong, from my man Gabe and the Boy Scouts. Right, that was the Wretched Ones coming out of New Jersey, of course. The next couple bands we're going to get to, all from New Jersey. Three of them playing at Pogoing in the Park, Crazy in the Brain, Blank 77, Despise New Jersey, all up next, plus the South Class Veterans. Catch them August 4th, Catasauqua.
This world is mine for the taking, making steak and eggs and bacon. I do what I do whatever that it takes, yeah. Even if it means I maybe have to show up naked to get your attention. Oh yeah, did I mention my license suspension, I'll be driving anyway, it'll be okay. That's the way things go if you didn't know. Have to ghost it, really roller coaster. That means if you do call me, then I might just say I lost it. Ghost it, really roller coaster. That means if you do call me, then I might just say I lost it.
Crazy and the Brain. We'll be playing last August 4th, North Catasauqua Park. Show gets started at 11:30 a.m. Gonna have a couple food trucks there, the charity raffle, and of course, Blank 77. So let's get to them now. Coming off the second album, Tanks and Pogo, here's Suburbia. All right, that was Blank 77. Let's stick with New Jersey and stick with August 4th's Pogoing in the Park and get to despised New Jersey. Right, that was Despised New Jersey, who you can catch August 4th in the North Catasauqua Park, along with the South Class veterans. Here they are now with For Hire. All right, that was the South Class Veterans. Now, we're going to get to one more of these bands playing Pogo in the Park. Coming out of Jersey, here's Anti-Citizen with Police State USA. All right, now you can catch the last five bands you've heard all August 4th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. Holy shit, is this shit coming up. August 4th at the North Catasauqua Park, Pogoing in the Park, benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand. We got the charity raffle where you guys can win Dead Boys tickets, Vibrators tickets, Undead tickets, Yankees tickets, autographed records, autographed 7-inches, t-shirts, stickers, pins, gift certificates to record stores, restaurants, local businesses, all the proceeds going to Alex's Lemonade Stand, which benefits children's cancer research. Catch the last five bands you've heard, plus Death Wish, Birdie, Skin Sect, Ice Cold Killers, and the Road Sodas, as well as Angry Youth from Virginia. So get there August 4th. And remember, the last five bands: Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, Despised New Jersey, South Class Veterans, and Anti-Citizen. Let's get to a band who seems to be doing a lot more shows recently. We've been to a bunch of them. Here is Violent Society with Disorder. Now, Pat from Violent Society going to be in Blackpool for Rebellion Fest in, what is that, London or whatever. So he's going to be there with the Drugettes. So we wanted the Drugettes to play Pogoing in the Park, but they're going to be at Rebellion Fest in Blackpool, so they weren't able to do it. So let's play one for them, one of their older tracks. Here's Girls at the Milk Bar. All right, you guys can catch the Drew Gats August 25th at the Jacksonian Club in Nazareth. But let's get to LCB, coming off a class of our own with Standard Issue for LC Jack.
I've got
LCB on Pogo City Radio, standard issue. Now, I live in Easton. Pretty much all of us in the Pogo crew live in Easton, or Pburg, or the Valley. Pretty much Easton, or Pburg. Goddamn, my phone's blowing up now. I am fucking distracted. Anyway, in the news this week on 6th Street, which is, you know, kind of a rougher spot right over by the prison, fucking this dude hit his roommate with a baseball bat. I live on 18th Street, so this is 12 blocks down. This dude hit his roommate with a baseball bat. Guy, he's attacking him. He's drunk as fuck, the attacker. The victim gets out, calls the cops and whatever. A neighbor calls the cops or something. The cops go to come in. This dude starts throwing fucking Molotov cocktails out the goddamn window. Never in my life. The only time I've ever actually seen, like, I've never actually seen them, Molotov cocktails, would be like when they were showing videos of riots. I've never had Molotov cocktails being thrown in my town that I know of, except when me and that crusty fuck Josh were doing it in like a secluded area when we were teenagers one time. But like, this dude was throwing Molotov cocktails at the cops, caught a cop car on fire and one of the buildings next door on fire. Then he stuck a fucking shotgun out the window. And the cops got him alive, and he didn't kill anybody. How the fuck does that happen? All right, so we're going to play a cover of The Clash. The Clash does London's Burning, and Defiance does Portland's Burning, and we're going to call it Easton's Burning for today. So let's get to Defiance now. Is burning. All right, Defiance. Now, we're going to cut this one just a little short. And I guess we'll get out of here with the Joneses. But before we get to Pillbox, let's remind you guys, August 4th, we got 10 bands playing at Pogo and in the Park. It's also being catered by I'm Hungry, which is some delicious-ass food. And also having dessert by Bananarama coming out of Emmaus. And that's some whipped banana cream. It's like some vegan ice cream. It's real good. Bunch of different toppings. I'm Hungry coming out of Hellertown. Big thanks to both them two companies for coming out. They're going to be selling you guys food and donating a portion of it. We're going to be having the raffle, all that August 4th at the North Catasauqua Park. All-day event starting at 11:30. Be early. Also, we got the Dead Boys playing September 8th in Catasauqua on 2nd Street, not in the park. This is indoors at the American Legion. Dead Boys, September 8th with The Clap and The Ghost Wolves. You guys can buy tickets in advance, $20 from Double Decker in Allentown. Also, September 28th, The Vibrators playing with The Drugettes at the Jacks, and also The Drugettes doing their new record release at, I believe, the Jacksonian August 25th, which is also the punk block party. God damn. So we got two big shows on the same day again, just like last year. But let's see. Maybe you can hit up them both. So, yeah, lots of good shows going on in the Valley coming into the last month of the summer. The big one's starting to kick off. A lot of outdoor shows happening. Punk in the Park, Pogoing in the Park. The Punk Rock Picnic, other shit, all those are outside. But make sure you guys get to Pogo into the park, because that one's, honestly, you know, that one's going to be the big one, especially for all you motherfucking Pogo fans. We're going to get out of here. Remind you guys over to go over to GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio, and also just good old
PogoCityRadio.com.
Here's the Joneses with Pillbox. Catch you next week. Graveyard Rock, why not? The Joneses. Maybe we'll really go after this one.